When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by the good people of Harry's Shavers. That's right, Harry's Shavers. For the best razor you can get, go to harrys.com/whoiam and you can get a special offer. That's right, harrys.com/whoiam for your special limited edition set. Just stopping the podcast there to let you know all about Harry's Shavers. That's right, Harry's Shavers, the best shavers in the business. And you know what? It's coming to Christmas time and you're thinking, oh, guys are so hard to buy for. You know what is a good present to get? Something practical like a Harry's razor. That's right. Get a Harry's razor. Everyone shaves. If they shave. If they don't shave, they don't shave. But you know a guy, he shaves or not. Even if they've got a beard, they're going to shave. They're going to shave eventually. Get him a Harry's razor, because this is the thing. So this is the deal they're going to do. If you live in America, this is what they do. So they make long-lasting quality products at a super reasonable price. Okay? They've got this German-engineered blade, and you can get them for as low as $2 each. That's super cheap. Razors are so expensive. That's why they, at the supermarket, they put them behind the counter so you can't nick them. Okay, it's a gift that you actually will use. It's practical, and it's going to save the person you're buying it for money on the refills. Okay? You can personalize it, make it feel special, choose a color, the person's favorite color. You can have an engraved option if you want to do that. You know, show you care. Comes in the gift box, so you don't have to worry about the wrapping and all that kind of stuff. They start at just $10. They're 100% quality guarantee. And if they don't like it, they can return it hassle-free. And they didn't have to tell you that they did it. For you, you've just got them a good gift. Oh, yeah. So, a special offer for fans of this show, because we partner with Harry's, to give you $5 off any shave set included in their limited edition holiday sets when you go to harrys.com/whoiam. You'll also get free shipping, and this offer is for new and returning customers, and it's only available for the holiday period. So each set comes with, shaving set comes with ergonomic weighted handle, the option to engrave, German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, the shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades in the bag, don't cut your little fingies, comes with a nice holiday gift box, or if you just want to buy it for yourself, do that. Just redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. So get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com/whoiam to get $5 off a shave set while the supplies last. That's harrys.com/whoiam. Back to the show.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey guys, just me at the top of the show to let you guys know all about a couple of live shows that are happening that are on sale right now. So if you're listening to this the week it comes out, there are only 10 tickets left for the Christmas show at the Catfish on Saturday, the 15th of December at 3 p.m. The lineup is Adam Richard, Ann Edmonds, Greg Larson, Ben Russell, and a few little surprises popping up here and there. So make sure you come. All the money is going to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, which is such a great organization. Even if you can't come, look at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation website. And it's one of those great charities in that it tells you exactly where the money goes, how much money you can give to get different things. So $25 gets three or more sets of books for kids in these areas in Australia where they might not have access to books, and the books are relevant to them. It's in their language and it's about their culture pretty much. Or if you pay $200, you get a whole bunch of, I think it's up to 40 books or something like that, something crazy. And if $500 actually trains people to transcribe different books into different languages, it's really super, super amazing what they do. So if you're in Melbourne, come along on the 15th of December at the Catfish, 3 p.m. Tickets can be found at joshearl.com.au/gigs. That's joshearl.com.au/gigs. if you're there, you'll also see some other shows on sale in Melbourne. So I'm doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival next year. So I'm doing the live shows there. Sundays, 3 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. You can get a season pass for $60. That's 4 shows for $60. Or individual tickets are $20 to each show. The lineups of these shows are always amazing, so make sure you do come out. I'm also doing a stand-up show this year in the festival. I took a year off. The year before that, I did a show with Daniel Tobias, which is a bit different. This year is just a straight stand-up show called Talks, where I talk. No songs, just stand-up. I think it is going to be the best show I've ever done. I say that now. It's easy to say that now. It's 4 months away. But I do, you know, I've been working on it for ages. So I would love it if you're a fan of the podcast and you're in Melbourne to come along to that as well. It might even be nice if we kind of organise, hey, these days are the good days for podcast listeners to come. And that way you can meet other Don't You Know Who I Am listeners. And, you know, you can hang out, form friendships. That's what it's all about. We're just one community. So that will be on sale very, very soon. Also, if you're in Brisbane and Sydney, shows are being planned in your cities very, very soon. Hopefully I'll see you at the Christmas show or the Melbourne Comedy Festival shows. And anyway, enjoy this episode. Cheers. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with the manager of an Atlanta clothing store called Aeropostal, a shop that specializes, and this is from their website, in comfortable casual designers for young men and women. So old people, not for you. You don't get it. No dice. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thanks. Thanks for choosing this one. It's going to be a good one. What I do is I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he is a comedian, an actor who shares his name with a Melbourne man whose job description is experienced cloud leader. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's David Quirk.
Bulldust. He's a cloud leader.
I feel like that might be your like long lost brother.
Yeah, wow. I thought I would have met that David Quirk, actually. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, great.
He works for Google. He's an experienced cloud leader.
Yeah, okay. I'll look him up. Yeah. Doing Dave, very if you're well listening, I look forward to meeting you soon. Yeah.
Our next guest is a comedian and podcast host who shares his name with a Sydney travel agent and a researcher at the Australian National University. Can you please welcome Daniel Connell?
Oh, thank you. What was the first one?
A Sydney travel agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So for all your travel needs.
Get a couple of deals off him.
I don't understand travel agents in the year 2018. Surely the internet has just wiped travel agents out.
You would think so. It's much cheaper to do it yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get lazy, though, don't you? And just have you ever done that? You get a quote, go in there, and just sit with them. It's kind of nice.
But how lazy are you? Just walking past? No, that's right. I've got to book those flights while I'm here. Because it's easier to stay at home and just do it on your phone.
It is.
That's a lot lazier. Also joining us is a comedian, a dancer, one half of Double Denim. She shares her name with a Baltimore life insurance salesperson and a UK employment recruitment agent. Can you please welcome to the podcast for the first time, it's Laura Frew.
Both those people have better jobs than me.
What are you talking about? You're living the dream.
I am. I'm the fun version of them. I'm the fun version of them.
So life insurance in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have life insurance.
Well, there
you go. Maybe I should give her a call.
Give her a call and say, hey, we share the same name.
Hey.
Surely you can do me a deal.
Mates rates. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Frewy will look after you.
Yeah.
Baltimore's Fruity.
Baltimore's Fruity. Oh,
and
beautiful.
Do you reckon she does the whole frugal joke? Do you reckon that's, if she's working with money, surely she's doing frugal?
I'm calling her and telling her, I think I'll just do her catchphrases. Maybe she'll employ me to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she's like sassy and goes, I'm a frugal.
There's so many layers to this.
Yeah. And finally is a man who shares his name with an Irish clown working for the company A Huge Circus, who also spent 14 years as an elephant trainer. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Dave Callan.
Yay. Thank you. That actually was me.
That wasn't. I looked it up. I was worried that it was going to be someone playing a trick.
Get an elephant in. I will prove it. Do you know what? There's four comedians called Dave Callan in the world.
Well, I know the David Callan, because last time you were on the show, we talked about your dance-off that you had with him.
Oh, yeah, the Sydney one, yeah.
Yes. But he's David Callan.
Yeah, well,
well
I
you're
am
David
as well,
Callan,
really.
But you're
true born.
Like, if you extrapolate the Dave, it's David.
Yep. He's right.
Yep. I'm right. He knows.
It's what mum wants. Yeah, yeah.
It's what mum calls me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's one in Scotland, David Callan as well. Then there's one called David Callans.
Callans.
Plural, yeah, in America. Yeah, so he's kind of, he encompasses all of us in
there's
a way.
There's a Josh Earle comedian in America as well who's in, like, an open micer, but he puts up all his sets up on YouTube, yeah. And they're not ready.
Oh, okay.
So, Josh, if you're listening, don't do it.
But undercooked there, Josh. I want to leave him in the oven for a bit.
Yeah. Dave, have you ever seen a Dave show, like another Dave Callan?
I've seen Dave Id Callan, the Sydney one, do a stand-up spot, but never a full show. But often, not less nowadays, but often we would get mistaken for each other by audiences who would be in Sydney and he'd be on doing a stand-up spot. They'd go and they'd be like, he's changed his accent and he's not got a beard.
He was an ASIO spy. He did a show all about being a spy. Mm,
yeah.
Which I think is very dangerous to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, hey, come and see me talk about how I was a spy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Surely there's the evil criminals out there just going, oh, this is our chance to get him. As we know exactly where he is.
The good criminals.
There are some good criminals, Dave.
Robin Hood.
Yes.
That's one I know of.
Let's go around.
First one I can
call. Good criminals. Evil criminals.
Me, sometimes.
We talked about you on the show stealing stickers off police cars.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, you see? Good. That's a victimless crime.
Laura, you ever stolen anything?
No, but I did once. Dad gave me $2 to go and get an ice cream. Instead, I got an ice cream and lollies. Didn't tell him. Felt like stealing. I cried all night. You know, that kind of like that guilt.
Oh, Laura. Yeah. Oh.
But I know. Oh, and I once stole a stop sign as well.
That's
a real theft.
Was that a drunken? Yeah, hey, this will be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to impress boys, you know.
Stolen,
trying to crash cars.
I guess it is classed as stealing, but I ate a lot of seafood when I worked in the seafood section at Woolies over a 5-year period. I think I was one of the reasons Woolies went to shit about 10 years ago.
Oh, you think, yeah, right.
Okay, the reason they changed from Safeway to Woolies is that.
Yeah. What are you just eating uncooked seafood? Just
seafood extender?
Seafood extender, cooked prawns. They have cooked prawns. Cooked,
but they're sitting in ice, aren't they?
Sitting on ice, yeah.
You can just eat them.
You probably shouldn't, but
this is a vegan just going, how does this work?
Smoked salmon, mussels.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, the list goes on.
Our first game tonight is called...
Before we do,
yes.
I've got a game for you.
Oh, yes?
Which of the following is not a Triple R station program?
Okay. Okay, good. Actually, to the listener, we're recording this at Triple R.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dave's got the Triple R.
Okay.
But this is still a coincidence. It has nothing to do with Triple R. No, go, Dave.
Nobody ever lets Josh play a game. Here it is. Which of the following is not a Triple R program? Stylin.
Any Styles, host that.
Stylin. Astral Glamour.
Astral Glamour is by Joe. I can't say his last name. It's on Mondays at like 2 to 4.
Okay. You're way too good at this game. Respect the Rock.
Respect the Rock. Nicole Tadpole, Heath McIver's sister.
Oh.
That's on a Thursday around lunchtime.
Wait, is that about respecting the genre of music or the action movie superstar?
Yes, it's Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
You come in every time and it's like, all right, The Tooth Fairy was a very good movie.
Interesting you chose that one. Son of Crawdaddy.
Well, that's Max Crawdaddy. He's been on the station for 25 years. So that's
an easy one.
Or
Frank.
Frank, yes, that's 12 to 2 on a Tuesday or Thursday, something like that.
Okay. Radio Marijuana.
Oh, no, Radio Marinara. That's the looking at the sea life.
He's good.
That's on a Saturday or a Sunday.
You're like the Bruce Lee of knowing Triple R.
Yeah.
You just deflected all of that. That was the fake one. Correct. You're well done.
Great.
One point to Josh.
1 point
Daniel
to
on zero. Laura zero.
All right, our first game.
Me zero. David zero.
Our second game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they're the ones who get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. First one is this one. Jeez, I reckon Slobberdam is an underrated name. I'm predicting a spike in Slobberdans in the next decade. Top 5 2028 baby boy names. 1. Oliver. 2. Noah. 3. Slobberdan. 4. James. 5. Daryl.
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
Dave Callan.
No, that was Daniel Connell there.
He poker-faced the hell out of me.
He did. You were just having a little smile. That was just very funny, though.
I'm all about the Slobberdans as well, so that's understandable.
He could have easily written that. Yeah.
He could have.
It's not a name you hear much.
No, I saw a badge on a cruise I was on, and the staff member's name was Slobodan.
What was the politician? Really.
Slobodan Milosevic. Yeah. So it wasn't in honour of him.
No, it was the guy I didn't know on the cruise serving drinks.
Where's Slobodan Milosevic from?
Russia.
I thought he was Russian.
Russian?
Yeah.
Is it a Soviet?
Is it a big name in Russia? Hey, Russian listeners, Slobodan,
call in.
Yeah, if your name's Slobodan, call in.
How do you? And let us know how you shorten it. Is it Dan or Slob?
Slobs. Next Slobber. Question
that
number
sounds
two.
Aussie. Sounds quite Aussie now that you mention it. Slobber, mate.
Slobs.
Get into it, Slobber.
Question two. I don't really use Twitter. Who wrote that?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
David Quirk.
Yes, you are right. Yes. Another point there for Dan.
It's a giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah. That typical,
I use it less than ever, yeah.
It's that classic Quirk minimalism.
Well, last time you're on, one of the tweets we used was, Twitter's shit.
Thought it was the same thing.
No.
I thought that was the same, you recycling from last time I was on here.
I wasn't.
You don't do it, do you?
No.
Question, what? Yes. That must have been on Facebook, obviously.
No, that was on Twitter.
On Twitter I wrote that?
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
Yep. Question three. Best video ever made. Wait for the drop, and then it was a link to a YouTube video of how is Viennetta made.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Was that Laura?
You are correct. Yes, it was Laura. I watched the video. Good video.
The video is good because it's in a Viennetta factory and it's coming out to a sandstorm. So it's just doing the kind of slow bit, and then when it starts going into that ripple, it's going. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's quite satisfying.
Oh, it's wonderful.
No, those, I'm Googling.
Those videos of how things get made, I could actually watch them on loop for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But did you know the Lego factory? No one's in there. It's all robots. There are no people in the Lego factory.
What if a robot breaks, Josh?
Someone goes in there and fixes it, but that is it. It is like there's no one touches the Lego before
someone
it gets made.
Someone just presses go.
Yep.
And just walks out of there.
Done.
Until you open a packet of Lego, it has never touched human fingers. Is this what you're telling me?
Yes.
What if the robots start building Lego Terminators that become sentient? What then?
And then they get us because we tread on them and we're like, it's so sore.
With bare feet, yeah.
I knew it.
Question four. Imagine if you sensed people creeping up slowly on you and you turned around and it was the entire members of Taxi Ride.
David.
Yes, David Quirk.
I think it has to be Dave Callan.
You are correct. That was Dave Callan. Yeah, it's a point there for Dave Quirk.
Won't lie, I hadn't decided when I called my name out.
Do you want to know a fun fact? I decided because I did a lot of good work for the PR of Mr. Daryl Braithwaite in 2017, which resulted in him getting a nomination for Artist of the Year at the Grammys. No, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Grammys.
Arias.
Not the Grammys, yeah, technically, the Arias.
The Australian Grammys.
You know, you got to set your sights high. And then he got a gig on Falls Festival, and he got a Greatest Hits came out as well.
Yeah.
All because of the work I started in November 2016, well into 2017. So I thought I'll do the same thing with Creeping Up Slowly by Taxi Ride. So far, no one's really taken the bait.
Give some horsework to Taxi Ride.
Yeah, I thought I'd see if I can do this with any band. I can't.
Get Set? Was that?
Get Set, everybody. Yeah, that's the one. Imaginate.
They were Taxi for a bit, and then they went to Taxi Ride and something. Yeah, it was a weird thing.
It's just an amazing name
for
a band, really.
I was off the back of you horses thinking, what is the next band that's going to break out? I thought it was going to be like Smash Mouth because everyone's singing that.
Yeah.
That like All Star, whatever it is. But then I thought, Huey Lewis and the News.
No argument here.
Because they've got a bunch of hits that people have forgotten about. And I've said this on my other podcast. The News are as good a backing band as the E Street Band. They're a great backing band.
They're fantastic.
They're very good.
Okay.
They're very, very good. But then I looked into it. Huey Lewis retired from all performance because he's lost his hearing.
Yeah. God love him.
So there you go.
Right, okay.
Sad little end to that story. Moving on.
Thanks for bringing the mood on.
I saw Daryl Braithwaite at Falls that year, and he did horses for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the end, he put on a horse mask, and we were all like, Dad, you don't have to. The kids love you still. Don't do it.
Don't have to try so hard anymore. God love him. I've never seen so many people run to a stage. Yeah.
I watched it with you in Perth, over in Fremantle. It was impressive.
That's cool.
Can he still hit the nuts?
Yeah, he can still see.
He can.
When he put the horse mask on, did you just think, this is Callan's fault.
That would have been
I did blame you entirely.
Yeah.
The only thing was I watched it and everyone knew horses, but then he said, who remembers Sherbet? There was nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Kids thinking, oh, you're talking about Whiz Fizz? I remember Whiz Fizz.
The care factor was very low.
Question five. I'm so daddy. Who wrote that?
David?
Yes, David.
Was Callan. That David Quirk?
You are correct. Yes, it was David Quirk. Put there for Dave.
Is that? Yeah.
That was an Instagram post.
It was. It just, which was a screenshot of
a Facebook post.
A Facebook post, because you can't do that otherwise. So in a way, I'm tech savvy. But is you knowing that, is it just, I feel like I must be doing something either really right or really wrong. That it's just, that it's so obvious that those things come from me. I guess I use less syllables and less words a lot of the time, don't
that's
I?
That's the big the
that's
big
the giveaway.
For me.
Okay, let's look out for more of those in this game.
It's also something you would say. It's just so absurd.
Well, I only recently heard daddy as a... Do you know what it is?
Yeah, no, explain it.
Did anyone know?
I don't, please explain.
Because you're not a daddy.
No. I think it's a term in the... A slightly upsetting term, I think, in the queer community when a man will say, oh, yeah, he's so daddy, meaning he's hot stuff. There you go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I was like jokingly saying I'm good, I'm hot and good, but daddy is the new cool term.
Like the old jazz lingo.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like the spider with the long legs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty daddy spider.
Thank you, Dave. Like, hit the showers, that was nice.
Question six. How I wash my dishes by location. At home, hot soapy water with cloth, drip dry. Friend's house. Soapy water with cloth, rinse, towel dry. Airbnb, cold water with hand, drip dry. Hotel/motel, spit it on my hand, back in the cupboard.
David.
Yes, David Quirk.
Callan?
No, it was Daniel Connell.
That hurt.
Daniel, picking up
Connell,
the points.
I should have known.
Like I wash a dish.
It is good. I
just thought it's a travel-based joke a little bit. It's sort of flexing the travel muscle there.
We're
a little bit. I should have known his career's booming. Should have known it was Daniel Connell.
What's your Airbnb rating like, Connell?
It's not too bad.
Oh, really? They don't know you spit on the dishes yet. They do now.
No, that's in a hotel. Oh. Airbnb, cold water, drip dry.
Okay. Yeah.
Very, it's very funny.
My in-laws have a very strict wash-up system.
Ooh.
And the first time I went over there, because I was raised right, I went, I'll wash up and I'll dry up the dishes. And my father-in-law was like, oh, don't use that tea towel, that's a glass one. And I thought, oh, he's just being funny.
Yeah.
No, he was serious. They've got special special tea towels for their glasses.
I don't understand that level of intricacy.
Yeah. I pretend that I don't understand their system and just go, oh, sorry, guys, I'll go do something else.
So why are you so daddy?
Yeah, why are you so daddy, Bill?
Daddy needs a dishwasher.
Question seven. Why the best man isn't called the mate of honour, I'll never know.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Dave.
Yes,
Callan.
You are correct. Yes, the point there for Dan.
I still haven't figured it out.
It's a good tweet.
Thank you. I might pin it if I haven't already.
Question eight. I've been listening to so much My Favourite Murder that I'm living in fear of being murdered in the chips aisle at Woolies in broad daylight.
David?
Yes, David.
Was that Laura?
Yeah, it was Laura. Yes, point there for David.
I feel like I've got a distinct advantage because Laura and I worked together.
Yeah, we do.
For a few years.
But that's all right.
Yeah. And let's again.
Let's deduct points from both of them for that.
I think
Laura
doesn't
points.
Have any points
I didn't have
yet.
Any points. Can I have Dave's point?
Going to the negative for Laura, I think.
Because I knew it was me.
Yeah.
That's true,
thanks.
You did.
Yeah. Except, does anyone else have that problem, though? I'm listening to too much murder podcasts, and I'm genuinely scared I'm going to be murdered now.
I don't listen to the murder. I get that people get obsessed with it because I was really into Making a Murderer.
Yeah, right.
But I don't want to listen to it as a podcast.
I can't. I want to see the murders. Ban myself from doing it.
It's kind of like fascinating in that kind of extremes of human psychology way.
Yep.
But I find it's actually quite perilous to put stuff like that into your subconscious mind because it's just so freaky, some of the times. And there's a real kind of a perverse thrill, I guess, from going, how fucked up can people be?
True. And well said. I think.
Question nine.
A joke would have done well in there because it's all about tension release, and that was quite a tense dissertation on murder documentaries.
We work together, so I'd like points deducted from me.
Have you worked together in the show?
We talked about it.
We did.
Because you both worked. You both worked
with Hall & Oates clip, Dave.
You both worked with Sam Simmons. You both done shows with Sam.
Yes. Yeah, and we've been scarred. Yeah.
And that's funny you should mention that, because I wanted to make a video parody of a Hall & Oates song, any of them, with this man as John Hall. Mm. No, John Oates.
Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall. And then
John Oates, yeah.
Yeah, and then the moustache one is John Oates.
Yes.
So get Sam Simmons to be him.
Yeah.
With like a ridiculous mullet wig
on.
Would
you direct, would you?
And I would be the director.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah. That would be so funny. You guys would just nail it in a way.
Yeah.
Maybe you wouldn't have to direct them at all.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be traumatized again?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
Good.
Question 9. If I were a boxer, I'd call myself The Good Fight. So when my opponents tell their family and friends who they're fighting, it's a nice moment for everyone.
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
Daniel?
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Laura.
Yeah.
Off the mark. Very nice.
Just like that?
The Good Fight.
I was happy with that.
I'm fighting the good fight. That's good. Last question for the round. Free $1 billion idea. Links Africa, but instead of spraying regret and loneliness, you press it and it goes, "Gonna take a lot to take me away from you."
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
Dave.
You are right, yes.
I knew because of the Callum. Music.
I almost queued it up that was going to play it, but I forgot to do it, so I might do that in post.
Awesome. Feel free. Yeah, that's you're all figuring out what my tweets are based on whether they bring back a retro hit to the public consciousness.
Can I just say, just regarding Africa, are we running over time?
No.
We'll just edit this out.
No, it's in.
They're coming out, aren't they?
And, Toto.
Yeah, Toto are coming out, sorry. Yeah. Not Africa as a band, but or as a country.
Or the continent.
But,
they are all LGBT.
They're running the posters, sorry, Dave, which I quite like. And it just says a few lines, different lines of the song, Africa. Mm. And one of them was just down in Africa. Or the rain's down in Africa.
Yeah.
And I just, even though I know everyone knows the song, I just like the idea of just down in Africa. So he was down in Africa.
Yeah.
You can't edit this.
Do you
mean like
you should do this in your shows for promo? Just have David Quirk and then a line from one of your jokes. Like, I suppose it is like a bushfire, and just leave it at that.
It's expensive to do more than one.
Probably at the jail would be one.
Yeah, that would definitely suggest. In quotation marks and a billboard, and just a little David Quirk. Just probably at the jail.
Your picture, probably at the jail on a billboard. Yeah. I would put. Yeah, I'll pay for it. I'll give you the money. I'll pony up the cash.
Well, the last time I saw a full show of yours, are you enjoying this? That was something that you said.
I said that on stage.
I saw the first show of Shaking Hands with Danger, and you said after every 10 minutes, you're enjoying this, right? This is good? And it was great. It was a great show.
Bring back bad memories.
Doing a little check-in.
I can tell you're getting tense and nervous now. Just talking about David Quirk first shows, because they're my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
The first time you ever do a show, the very first time, awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. And what have you been doing for the last 12 years?
At the end of that round, the scores are David Quirk on 1 point.
Solid.
Laura Frew on 2 points.
Yes.
Dave Callan on 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points, it's Daniel Connell.
Yeah, cheers.
Hey.
Oh.
This is bullshit.
It's always the quiet
should
one.
Should be pointed out that Daniel is actually sitting in the chair that I sometimes sit in when I do this podcast in this room.
And you get
and
more,
he's doing the very Freddie Mercury thing that I like to do.
He's doing very Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, that is quite
Freddie.
Like
the mini mic stand. This whole thing comes out. Can I show you?
Oh, please don't.
Okay. The whole look.
Take things out. Do, 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 do.
Brand new round. This is a brand new round. It's called You, Me, Car Park Now.
Have no people ever done this round?
Never before. Oh. Now, in this room, we're all pacifists, but sometimes danger comes to us. And in this round, we talk about those moments where we may need to throw down. And today we're talking about a fight that Dave Callan was involved in. Now, Dave, being an all-round gentleman, once there was a fight taking place, and knew he had to defuse the situation. But what did he use to do it? Was it A, in his backpack, he had 1,000 comedy festival flyers that he threw up in the air, and the two people fighting got so surprised they stopped fighting and actually helped Dave pick them all up? Was it B, he just happened to be carrying a sword when he raised it in the air and yelled for them to stop fighting or he will make them stop? Or was it C, a potato? A, B, or C. You can ask him as many questions as you want, but one of these is true. One of these things stopped a fight.
Where was this? Was this at a Daryl Braithwaite concert?
I caught a taxi ride to a Daryl Braithwaite concert in Africa while I was down.
Down in Africa, yeah.
This was at Hungry Jack's in Adelaide at the Adelaide Fringe.
Okay.
About 6 a.m. on a Sunday or Saturday morning.
I know, right there on the corner of Rundle.
Rundle Mall.
Rundle and the other one.
And at that time, it's a particularly safe place to be.
Oh, goodness me.
Was it Clips or Weekend?
You know what? It could have actually been. It could have been. Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
That is a big car race that Adelaide has that lots of fringe performers do not like.
No, that's right. And it's sponsored by a safety switch. I don't know how they made the leap there for that to be the sponsoring brand, but it's a safety switch. Anyway, moving on.
A safety switch for
Vote
what?
Clips or?
A safety switch for what actual device?
I think so you don't. All of home. If you go to electrocute yourself, it will stop you from being electrocuted, Dave. Come on.
I feel like it's weird that I'm asking you the question.
Yeah, I know. I was there. So I was on the corner. It was late at night. Yeah. They were fighting. No, you go.
It was early in the morning, yeah. Yeah.
Had you ordered food from Hungry Jack's? Had you eaten? Or were you about to eat? Were you a bit hungry? A bit angry because you hadn't eaten? A bit stroppy?
A bit hangry. No, I wasn't in any emotional state that was negative. I was very happy.
Yeah. Had you eaten?
I was having a good time. I'd eaten half of my meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And was the fight happening inside or outside?
Inside.
Because I know that you practice martial arts, Dave.
Thank you. I am one with the way of the warrior.
So it wouldn't be it wouldn't be out of the question for you to have either a real sword or a fake sword on you at any one time.
Sometimes I have both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which did you get out?
And I help. We've also established on the podcast before your sensei is in Adelaide as well.
He's from there. He lives in Melbourne, but there's a few senseis in Adelaide still. There's still a core group over there.
That makes sense, eh? Now,
so I held up the sword and said, "By the power of Grayskull."
Okay.
That was very good, by the way. That makes sense, hey. That was one of your best since... Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
It was monosyllabic. It was very short. Yeah, yeah. Strong stuff. But
I assumed it was.
Look, it is. But it's clearly not a potato. I find this harder because I think one of them's really obvious.
Oh.
So what do I...
No.
How do I... No. I can't... I no questions, John.
Does anyone else have any other questions?
Yeah, I have many.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Maybe
was it a full potato? Or was it a chip?
Oh, yeah. That's
a really good question. It was a hash brown.
It was a hash brown. Yeah. And it was a night time. Or was the breakfast shift?
It was brekkie. It was like 6 a.m. by the time we were there, yeah.
What show had you done the night before?
Let me see now.
And did it have swords in it?
It was a show called I Promised Craig I'd Do Something. And it was at the Rhino Room. And I promised Craig I'd do something at the Rhino Room, and I was like, I don't know what to call the show, and then I thought I'll just call it I Promised Craig I'd Do Something. So that's what it was.
Listeners, Craig Egan is a real man.
Yes, listeners.
He runs Adelaide Comedy.
And swords in that show.
There were no swords in that show.
Ooh. Now, what I found, Dave, when you're throwing a... How many flies was there?
1,000.
Now, it's tricky because even a big chunk... will often just slip out of your hand before you even... You know how they're quite shiny?
Yeah, they are shiny.
So you're saying you were able to still just throw it all into the air quite easily and just let them scatter down and distract them?
Yeah, well, I have two hands. I could, like, do one of these.
Two masterful swordsman hands.
Yes.
Okay, so you're using some sort of ancient sword technique.
I was channeling my ki energy to burst them equidistantly.
Yeah.
Okay, after picking up so many, did they then want to come see your show?
Did you make a sale?
Only one of them was interested in the show. What's that?
Did you make a sale is what Laura's asking.
I don't know if he ended up turning up, but one of them was like, oh, yeah, mate, yeah. I used to listen to Triple J, mate, yeah.
So though you pulled a sword on them, which is what you've done there, like in a way you're more of a criminal than they are.
Yeah.
If you'd been seen by the police, they would have taken you down.
This is my concern, exactly that, because... The police do go to Hungry Jack's in the morning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not for food. Any protective reasons, mainly for eating.
Yeah. They like it there, you mean?
They get it. I think they get it free or a discount, the cops.
That pisses me off. Anyway,
The burglars are better at Hungry Jack's.
That was very good. If you had a promo reel, that should go in.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah, put that in.
So you sort of, I'm getting an image now of you with this. Sword, big sword, like a Conan, you know, and you had your shirt off, I imagine?
Well, yes.
So you take it off and then just sort of with two hands happy. Brandish the sword?
Yeah, kind of like Arnie when he was waving the sword around on the beach at the end of Conan, you know, when he was doing his little training scene.
Okay.
This is probably not good on a podcast. It's quite a visual thing.
Well, it's not good to tell an open lie.
I'm supposed to lie in this whole show.
Yes. That's what this round's about, Dave.
Yeah. No, that was clearly ridiculous what he just said. Man, I don't. There's no chance in hell that happened.
No, but I left my shirt on. I know a lot of people, when they get into a fight, the first thing they do is take their shirt off.
Yeah.
Mm. But the thing is, if someone grabs you by the shirt, there's a lot of things you can do to use what they're doing.
Mm.
So I tend to leave my clothes on.
Fair enough.
Dave, after all your training, you wouldn't be scared. So the sword thing would... I don't know. I feel like you would command that masterfully. But what about the rest of the restaurant? Because I think they would have freaked the hell out.
There was tension in the restaurant. I'm not going to lie. There was definitely tension. People were on edge. There'd already been one fight that night. And so this is like the second fight of the night. And they'd all been through the first one. And we were trying to forget about it with some nice burger fare.
Burger action.
Burger action, if you will. And there was more than burgers with the action.
No, absolutely.
There was action with the action.
What do we think, people? We'll just lock in. Have you got another question, David? Go for it.
I don't think it has been asked. Why did you have the potato? Apart from all the Irish jokes in the world, why did you have a potato with you?
Because it was two hash browns for a certain amount of money.
He bought a hash brown.
It wasn't a potato, it was a hash brown.
It was like 60 cents.
It's still a potato.
Okay, so...
That's why I think it's going to be that, because I think try to throw us a little curveball there. By saying potato when it's a hash brown, which you can get
showing his workings out.
Hungry Jack's. Sword, I just don't think you'd pull a sword. First rule of sensei, don't pull your sword.
Oh. Yeah, don't pull your sword. That's
that's what mum always said.
Put your sword away.
Or you'll go. You'll become a blind swordsman.
No sword November kind of thing. Yeah. So, Daniel Connell.
Hash brown, potato.
You say C. David Quirk. Oh,
well, since he's gone down that path, and I've been lied to by the host now about potatoes versus hash browns. You don't call them that when you order them, listeners. I'll bow out of this round because I've been lied to.
The whole show is going to be people lying to you,
it's
Dave.
It's the lies I can't handle.
This is the round.
No, I'll say sword.
You say sword, yeah, so you say B, sword.
I wouldn't lie to you in real life.
Well, I'm going to say flies just because it would be quite funny. I think you dancing amongst your flies.
It would actually work too. It would work.
The correct answer is C, potato. So I'll point there for Daniel Connell.
I turn my back on you all.
He had it worked out 10 minutes before us asking.
I was actually one of the guys fighting, so probably should have cleared that up at the start as well.
So how did you stop him with the hash brown?
I feel bad because I feel like I've seriously damaged my relationship with David Quirk. He's very disappointed.
And Hungry Jack's.
Can I say, Dave, in my defense as well, I asked Dave Callan for a story and he said, I once stopped a fight with a potato. I didn't know it was a hash brown. I'm just saying.
You didn't know until just then?
I didn't know until he said
So you're
said
as
hash
innocent
brown.
As me.
But I also thought
Let's give us a point, Josh.
I thought he might have been saying hash brown to throw you off the scent.
You know, we cleared up that it was a hash brown very early on in the story.
That.
Okay,
I miss a lot of things.
So back to my question: How did you stop him with a hash brown?
Basically, there was a fight earlier in the night, and we were hanging out with a bunch of kind of circus folks. Yeah, and so
been at Hungry Jack's all night?
No. There was a fight earlier on at the last venue we were at. Okay, that closed about 6.
Yeah,
and there was just it's a terrible story, but there was a girl who was very passed out and a guy just kept hanging around and we just had to get rid of him.
Yep.
And he arced up, he got really angry at us and we're like, go away, dude. And he was like, oh, she'd come home with me. And we're like, dude, this is horrible. You're the worst person in the world. So a guy ended up just starting to hit him and throw him and stuff. And I was like, whoa. So I was standing by just ready to go if anything needed to happen. But anyway, that happened. The guy went, he was gone. We were in Hungry Jack's and there was another guy like that who's just kind of hanging around, a really kind of crazy, maybe Clipsil guy. And he wouldn't leave the girls alone. And so one of them turned to us and went, are you guys ready for round two? And I was like, I'll handle this one because the last time it got out of hand. So all that was in front of me was a hash brown. And so I picked it up and I went over to him and went, hey, mate, do you want a hash brown? And he's like, yeah. Because he was like really drunk and suddenly the idea of a hash brown was really... suddenly in his consciousness, and he was very into it, so he was very excited. So he he goes, yeah. And I started walking away from the group with him. I went, if you go, well, go back to your friend and your friend's over there and you guys have a great night and, you know, enjoy the hash brown on me kind of thing. And he goes, oh, I want a coffee as well. I was like, oh, and like at that point, like I kind of got a bit irritated at him and I was like, this can disintegrate or I can just keep going and make sure he's kind of contained and controlled. And so I was like, yeah, mate, I'll get you coffee. Go wait with your friend and I'll grab you a coffee. So I went up to the desk. It was like, what, 50 cents at that time in the morning. So I was like, oh, 50 cent coffee. And yeah, sure enough, it was brewed. A couple of minutes later, he didn't go back to the group and I took it over to him. There you go, mate. You know, and that totally disarmed the situation. I remember telling somebody about this and they went, oh my God, you stopped a fight with a potato and you're Irish. Yeah. That's amazing. Not nice. Scottish, by the way. Not Scottish.
I do kind of wish you used a sword in that whole scenario.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are David Quirk still on 1 point.
Yeah.
Laura still on 2 points. Dan Connell on 5 points. And also on 5 points is Dave Callan.
Whoa. How did I do that?
You got 2 points there off these two who got it wrong. All right, this round... is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah, Nah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else in the room. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So, to Dave Callan. When Dave Quirk was in high school, he was at a friend's house when his friend said, come down to the shed, I've got something to show you. When Dave got there, he was expecting to be shown some pornographic magazines. But what he saw... was his friend had over 100 jars and bottles full of urine. His friend said every day this year, instead of using the toilet, he's been coming out to the shed and pissing in a jar or a bottle. Yeah or nah?
Do I ask him questions?
You can ask him questions, yes. There's a lot to unpack, so ask him some questions.
Why the hell would you, though?
Would he?
Yeah.
Would I go on?
Why would he do that?
Okay. His name was Brendan. Still is Brendan.
That does not make sense. There's no connection between Brendan and doing urine.
No, I'm just setting the scene. He said he didn't like going to the toilet in the middle of the night, so he would actually do it in the night, and he filled up the glass for the first time, and then said he apparently became sort of into it.
So he'd do it in his room. He'd just piss in the jar
rather
in his room.
Rather than walk to the bathroom,
How far away was the bathroom? Was it like...
Oh, this is 20 years ago. It wasn't that far, but he was just a weird dude.
What age was this weird dude, Brendan?
He would have been 16, 16, right. 17.
How does a 16-year-old afford 100 glass jars? That's my... If I was a lawyer, that's the question I'd be asking.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know how he afforded them?
Did he buy them in
He
bulk?
Brought me out there one day and shocked me with over 100 jars and bottles, random bottles. Some of them were even plastic, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Were they in the garage?
They were in the shed. What Australians call a shed.
Did his parents at any point discover this monstrosity?
Well, they were sort of well hidden behind sort of these old... There was sort of something falling against them. They were behind something. So they probably didn't see. And this took place over 8 or 9 months, I reckon.
So there was 100 of them, though.
It was probably over 100.
Over 100.
In my memory, yeah.
Now, you said he didn't like going to the toilet at night. That's logical. I can buy that. That's reasonable. But you then said he was kind of into it. What the hell does that mean?
I said, what the fuck? Because I thought what's he going to show me?
Yeah.
That day. I thought, what the hell could he... I thought maybe it would be something... Because I had a cousin that showed me pornography back then.
All right.
I thought, he's taking me down to the shed. That's a sketchy thing, but I'm excited. I wonder what it's going to be. He reveals piss jars.
Okay.
And I said, why, though? If I didn't ask the same question. Like, why?
Okay, I'm sorry. This is just too bizarre to be false, so I'm going to go yes.
You are incorrect. It was all a lie. A point there for
why would you make something like that up? I'm furious. Now I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Let's deduct a point from me.
No, you get a point. You lied very well.
Is the actual story that you had 100 piss jars and you took a friend down the shed?
I don't know where you got it from.
I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if someone brought someone to a shed and they had some bottles of piss?
It sort of seems feasible.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just know that I know guys who have pissed in bottles because they couldn't be bothered leaving, going inside. They're working in the shed. I've been renovating my backyard. I've been working with tools. So I was just thinking, I wonder what tradies do.
Your mind's going crazy.
And so I was I just thought this is a good Dave Quirk kind of story. Quirk. This is someone that would have that story, but just not tell anyone. Just go, oh, yeah, that's life.
No, you know, the guy that I pictured when I was telling that story was a guy that they were used to camp at way out in the bush, and one of them, like, there was like 8 or 9 guys, and everyone except for 2 guys had to go back in town to get supplies. 2 of the guys were left alone as like 16, 17-year-old boys. So this is the guy I pictured. One guy was stoking the fire in this little not a shed. What do you call it? In the bush?
A garage.
Yep. A garage. And as the guy bent over, the other guy dacked him, right? But they were alone. And that's... I put this in a comedy festival show once because dacking, I realised, is a thing that needs an audience.
Was that in the day I ate Wombat?
Yeah, years it was.
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy I pictured. Great show. I was like, wow. And the guy was just like, why the fuck would you just rip my pants down in a non-sexual way? I remember. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a tree falling in the forest, a person being dacked.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why is that tree falling?
There needs
in
to
the
be
forest?
Someone
it's like,
to...
It's like painting your face in the team colours and just watching it at home on your own. That's yep. the kind of like,
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
It's unusual.
So, Dave Quirk, you got a point. Good. So
I can't believe, after you were so annoyed by lies, you just lied better than anybody I've ever seen.
Oh, that's nice, Dave. Thank you.
No, I didn't mean it as a compliment.
Oh. I actually almost fumbled at the start. You know? Yeah, I got really nervous.
His name's Brendan.
Yeah. I actually shat myself. I don't know how I'm ever going to pull this off.
I noticed you shat in a jar. You just had one beside you.
I used to keep feces.
Now, to Dave. Now, Laura once ran out of toilet paper, but only discovered this when it was too late. The only thing she had at her disposal was a flyer for Anne Edmonds, which he used, and to this day, she still feels very guilty about it. Yeah or nah?
Was it two ply, Anne Edmonds?
How long ago did this happen?
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
At Edinburgh Fringe. And I was walking down to Assembly, or I don't even remember what it was. Some free
oh, so you weren't at actually. Home, obviously.
Oh, no, I was not at home.
So no, because first thought was like, you can jump in the shower. Have you heard
yeah,
of this?
Yeah, no, it wasn't an
so
option.
I thought you were just a really sick fuck.
You heard of this.
I was like, the shower's right there, but
no. Anne Edmonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, as a person who's in the Fringe, I usually don't collect flyers as much as I can because I sort of try and remember everyone's names.
Mm-mm.
And that day I just happened to collect an Anne Edmonds flyer because there's these team of little kids giving them out. I don't know why. Mm. And then I ended up in one of those cubicles that has the floor-to-ceiling doors with no sort of gaps at the top, so I couldn't call out to anybody. And all he had was Anne Edmonds, no offence, none taken, her face.
Couldn't call out.
Couldn't call out.
Well, I could have.
Well, yes, but no one could have passed me anything under.
The no offence, none taken. Is that the one where she's got like the thing on her nose? That's...
No, it's the one where she's just having
just
a
smiling,
having a beautiful smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of things check out about this story.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm just picturing you. That's an unfortunate circumstance. Were there any jars available? Or bottles?
I mean, I had a receptacle. I just didn't have the clean-up materials. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough. You did. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I have to... Well, then again, some of these are very elaborate. I just told a good lie myself. So I don't know who to trust. I've been to Edinburgh. That sort of could be likely. The story...
There are toilets in Edinburgh, yes.
Yeah, they do. They've got flowing water. Now, I say yeah.
You are correct. Another point there for Dave Quirk. That
poor
is
old
a very
Anne.
True
now
story.
Now everyone knows she's my favourite, and I'm so sorry, Anne.
Well, Anne, if you're listening, the apology has been...
And in a way, you have saved me.
Yeah.
Can I just say also, a flyer's bad for that, isn't it? They're so shiny. Again, shiny.
It's not a good material.
No, it's
not absorbent.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go to see a show straight after that?
No, I just went into the next toilet and swaddled around.
So it was just to,
you know, yeah.
All right. So to Laura. Now, Daniel, one summer at a bowling club, won a meat tray, put it in the back of his mate's car and forgot about it. The mate found it 6 days later when the smell wafted through the metal boot. Yeah or nah?
Okay, what did you win the meat tray for?
Like a raffle at a bowling club? Friday night raffle, yeah.
Is this lawn bowls, 10 pin? What are we...
After barefoot bowls.
Barefoot bowls?
Yeah. On a, it was like Friday, I think, or Saturday.
Okay. Mm. And how much was the raffle ticket?
Oh, I think it was like $3 for $5 back then.
Yeah. Good deal. And are you a meat eater?
Yes, indeed, yeah. Love a meat tray.
And what got you so distracted that you didn't leave it, like that made you leave it in the car? What were you thinking?
So it was early in the night and then we had to go and drink more. So we needed somewhere to put it, and I got his keys, took it out to the car, put it in the boot, then went and continued on drinking. Hence how I forgot about it.
Yeah. Alcohol's a wonder for forgetting
things. That's right.
Yes. I just don't – I don't know that they do – I know they do the meat raffles at pubs and things. I can't think that they do it at just a barefoot bowls on a random Friday night. It's usually more of an event-based. So was there an event there?
No, it was just barefoot bowls at a bowling club.
Okay.
Can I say, in Tassie, they love a meat tray there, and there's a story where a guy won the meat tray but didn't have shoes on, was kicked out of the pub. So he went and tied two stakes to his feet and came back in and said, I've got shoes on now, slipped over, banged his head, and tried to sue the pub.
Oh, my golly.
Yeah, that's Tassie.
That's Tassie.
What do you think?
I think nah.
You are incorrect. It was yes. Your story.
Yeah, I think you could tell. I had a feeling that had to be true.
So did you?
Last time I did your podcast, I was way too honest and gave too many details. I was like, so I was trying to be a bit more clever today. Yeah, a bit more vague.
It worked. Well
ums
done.
And ahs and stuff. Thank you. Great.
So the guy 6 days later, like
the stench. It was January in Jindabyne, which gets extremely hot, like 40s. And it was I'd totally forgotten. And then he's like, did you leave a meat tray in my boot? I was like, yeah, remember I asked you for the keys on Friday night. And I had to help. We had to get a full clean.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah.
The smell come out? Cause...
It smelled exactly like roadkill is the best way to describe it. Mm. Mm, his whole car.
Go vegan.
Yeah. Now to Daniel. Now Dave Callan that is, while doing night shifts on Triple J, once had a caller call up live on air, panicked because his bird had bit him on the penis. And this caller was worried that he would get bird flu. The caller wanted Dave to wake up Dr. Carl and ask him if this could actually happen. And Dave had to explain on air that Dr. Carl doesn't live at Triple J. To this day, Dave does not know if this caller was 100% honest or not, or 100% or not.
Like a hoax or not?
Yeah.
Okay. What year are we talking here?
It's in between 2005 and 2010, probably about 2008 maybe, or 7, yeah. It's one of the overnight callers, yeah.
Yeah.
Those years are just a drug-fueled haze, aren't they?
I was straight edge for that time. But yeah, they still are, though.
Yeah, hey, it was a late night, it all blurs into, yeah, sorry.
I was getting high on osmosis.
What sort of bird was it?
It was like a cockatoo.
Oh,
pet cocky, yeah.
Quite fitting. and it bit him on the penis.
It bit him on his dick.
So so he's nude in his apartment.
Yeah, it was a hot day, and he was just like chilling, nude by the TV in the I don't think the cockatoo had seen it before.
And you
he just went nip.
And this is something you let those sort of calls through. You know, birds biting different parts.
Full disclosure, I didn't screen my calls because I didn't have a producer.
It's all you.
I didn't have someone paneling, so I'm doing everything at once, you know. So, I just would go, hello, and people would say random stuff. But to be honest, even if I did screen that call, I would have let it onto air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bird's
good stuff.
Biting a man on the penis. Mm. That's classic fare, right?
It is.
Yeah.
So you didn't have the...
It's not very vegan, though.
It is.
Is it?
I think
if you let an animal eat you, it's vegan. It's super
it's fair
vegan.
Game, really. It's a new one, to be honest. I'll think about that.
Consult the vegan enclave of North Fitzroy and find out.
It's very interesting. So Dr. Carl wasn't available to talk at all.
No, this guy had the impression that we all lived in one big Triple J house together.
Okay.
Which, oddly, at the time we did, but we don't anymore.
Can I ask a question? Just a...
Oh, you haven't asked me to ask one before. You've just been butting in, so you might as well just do it.
Sorry, Dave. No, I'm just a bit confused. You were doing night shifts, and this happened during the day, you said. It was a hot day.
Well, it happened to him during the day, but I was talking to him at night. You can have
I'm
a
just
thing.
Here to help, Dan.
Thank you, David. Don't back away. Come back.
not everything that people rang up about was happening in the exact moment they were calling.
True, fair
Sometimes
point.
Sometimes a thing
Time
would happen.
Time is a round, flat surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a. Yeah. All right. I just got that reference. Yeah. So things happen during time, and then later in the. Timeline of their lives, then they can talk to me about it.
Yes.
But they can't talk about something that hasn't happened yet. But they can talk about something happening in the moment. But generally it's the past.
Mm. Thank you.
You could have just told him though that you're not going to get bird flu from a cockatoo biting you on the
Well, I didn't
dick.
Know, did I? I mean, I was fairly sure he wouldn't. But
you want to risk it.
That's definite Dr. Carl territory.
Yeah. I think this is yeah.
You are incorrect. It was but
did you who
based
made that
on a
up?
Bit of a truth,
did you make that up or Dave make that up?
I made it up, but based on you did have a caller
so
on New Year's Eve in 2006, going into 2006, call you up who got bitten on the penis.
Yeah,
by a bird.
Yeah.
So it is true.
But the thing
No. The rest of it wasn't. Dr. Carl wasn't involved.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure people used to ring up and ask for Dr. Carl, though.
Yeah.
And people did think we lived in a big house together. Well, so I feel like all the story is true. I'm not sure if it all happened in one go.
Yeah.
But all those elements are true.
Because I found this out because there's a website, it's an old geosites kind of site, about all the regular callers to your late night show.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it's... pretty amazing. Like, there's all the regulars. Like, there was a Sophie from Yapoon, and it's all about how you looked. Like, you gave people like they're allowed to have two F's and one C, and then you'd cut them off.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was all this. It's actually really great to read it because
and infinite shits. They could have infinite shits.
The David Foster Wallace novel. So at the end of that round, the scores are Laura 2 points. David Quirk, 3 points. Daniel Connell, 6 points. And also on 6 points is Dave Callan.
Ooh.
It's a shootout.
Anything can anyone can lie. People can change their minds about lying, Dave.
I know. That was a fantastic lie, I thought, Dave. Mm. Can I? Which you were that compliment? Is that
part you can compliment. It's
fantastic
a nice show.
Lie.
You've really come round on lying.
Yeah.
Well, you really have. Big you fan. Did a big 180.
Since you did it quite well yourself, you've suddenly become attuned to
the
art.
No, it's just that I felt breached.
So no more lying now, because it's the final round. It's called Hoo-Hoo.
Oh, before Hoo-Hoo. We go into the final round, there's another round for you.
Oh, great.
It's called Is This a RTR, Triple R Show or a Coldplay Album?
Okay.
Okay, Maps.
Maps is Phoebe Squared, Mondays 4 to 7.
It's both. Trick question. all right. Next. Is this a Triple R Show or a Ganga Jang lyric? Out
on
the
patio.
We
sit.
All right. You figured that one out before I asked the question.
Only because it's on air right now as we record this.
Oh, okay. Let's go invade them.
Our final round is called Hoo-Hoo. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about all of you people. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get it right, you get a point. If you get it right, you lose a point. If you get it wrong, the only round you can lose points.
Okay.
Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for ones about yourself. Here we go. Who here considers himself a custard tart connoisseur? Who is a custard tart
Laura.
Connoisseur? Yes, Laura.
It's Daniel.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for
well
Laura,
done.
Yes.
I was just vegan. I don't think I don't think you like sweet things that much, Dave. That's just... I've never
sweet
seen
enough.
You're more of a savory boy.
Yes, actually, yes, correct.
More of
well,
a savory
very
boy.
Good, very good deduction there.
Mm. Thank you. I am Sherlock Holmes.
Best custard tart in Australia.
Hercule Poirot.
Charlton, Victoria. Bakery.
Charlton.
Victoria. About a couple of 2.5 hours from here.
Worth it.
So, custard tarts.
What have they got going on?
Just fantastic custard tarts. Yeah. I've had them all over Australia.
What do you think of the creme brulee?
Love a creme brulee. Yeah, not far behind the custard tart.
You are such an old man. I love it.
Likes to make a cup of tea too, Daniel.
Yes.
I work with Daniel at the project.
Yes.
And he quite often goes, anyone want a cup of tea?
He's got quite a mustache right now too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A visual cue, everyone.
Question two. Who here went on a date with me to see an REM tribute night?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Quirk.
No, it was David Callan.
I even thought it might have been me for a second.
Yeah.
No.
Good yeah. poker face, by yeah. the way. Very good poker face.
We had a fun night. That was a good that yeah. was a good gig.
What were they called?
It was a whole bunch of people. It was called This Goes Out to the One You Love. Oh, and it was nice. Like a tribute night.
Yeah.
Like, and it was at the Palais. It was packed.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And Jeff yeah. Martin was on.
Yeah.
He got us all, did lots of different vocals.
It was great. So everyone was sitting down, the Palais seated, and he came out and said, "Nah, you got to stand up, everyone stand up." And then he sat down to sing. I'm like, you.
That was bizarre, yeah. wasn't it?
It's great. Yeah. He was like, "You're not sitting down, can yeah, just get yeah. up." And then he took a seat. Mm. Question three, whose family pranked them by saying they were giving them a donut only for them to open the bag to reveal it was a tin of Spam?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Laura.
You are correct. There's a point there for Daniel.
Yeah, that happened. I was a teenager. I didn't speak to my dad for a week. Like, fuck you, dad's all I want. All I wanted was a pink donut and it was just really hurtful.
Pink yeah. donuts are right up there. They're probably yeah. third behind
oh, really?
Custard tarts and creme
brulees. I had a similar story to this when I was at uni. My flatmate, I was off to the shops to get us something sweet.
Yeah.
Calippo?
And he said, no, it was like a chocolate, like a Snickers. I probably would have got a Snickers.
Okay. Polly waffle, maybe.
And he said, do you want anything? And he said, oh, yeah, surprise me, though. So I bought him a can of cream corn. And he got so angry at me.
Yeah.
And because, you know, uni students, money's tight. It was yeah. $2. And I thought, that's a funny joke, though. It's cream corn. It's a surprise. You said surprise you. Like, you weren't expecting cream corn. Question four. Who only just got their license?
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
Quirk.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was.
Did you get
David
your license,
Quirk.
Mate?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
I'm a bloody baby driver.
So you got P plates?
You won the green
no,
keys?
No, went straight to... That's a true story. This sounds like a lie, but it's true. I have a full license and a motorbike license all together.
You go straight to it?
No, because something to do with the fact that I had a motorbike license for a long period of time. Yeah. That had lapsed, but it said that I knew the rules.
Plus you can skate.
Yeah. The skateboarding didn't hurt.
Gave him some good points. He said, yeah, you're pretty cool. Well, you don't have
you've seen some
pace.
Of those moves. You drive at 110, please. Yeah.
He can gleam a cube.
Yeah.
Do some backside kickflips.
Yes, well said.
Thanks.
How's your headshakes going?
Handshakes.
Headshakes.
Oh.
I mean, handshakes as well.
My handshakes are amazing. At 110.
Can you do a reverse Elvis Funk Bangle grab?
Yeah. Dave Cannon and I used to make up skateboard names that don't exist.
Yeah.
Trick names.
Yeah.
That was one of them, apparently.
Reverse Elvis Funk Bangle.
Very, I did one today, actually.
Is it a grab or a flip? I forgot.
You grab it mute.
You grab it mute, do you?
Okay.
After a nolly,
yeah.
which
yeah.
is a nose ollie, which is your son.
My son.
Yeah.
He has a nose.
Yeah.
Question five. Who here once got headbutted by a cow?
David.
Yes, David.
Was that... Dan.
Yes, you are correct. Shit. Yes, it was.
Like I don't know. He just screams.
Everybody's starting
headbutt.
To work me out.
But actually, it knocked you unconscious.
It
right?
was really bad.
Really?
Yeah, I was mum's auntie and uncle have a farm up in, or they did, in Laurieton, up like North Coast, New South Wales. I was about 10.
Yep.
And I get to go and feed the cows in the morning. They had a sick cow in with the chooks. And it was just like a electric wire fence. And I put some lettuce and stuff through. Sort of got down and it just sort of.
Charged.
Half charged me and just rammed its head into mine. And believe it or not, its head was a lot harder than mine.
Yes.
And I just sort of remember waking up with mum standing over me in a bit of a panic.
And you said, one day I will put your kind in a boot and forget about you.
Yeah.
Question.
So morose. Quirk's like, yeah.
Question six.
I'd love to see footage of that. Imagine if you had footage, just seeing a kid just, even though it was violent and you passed out.
Funny same videos.
It's bloody
it would,
good.
It would yeah, probably yeah, take, yeah. yeah, Joe Beth would give me the first prize, I reckon.
You'd win a camcorder.
Yeah.
JVCR prize pack.
Question six. Who once got their parents kicked out of the McDonald's?
David.
Yes, David.
Oh. Was that Laura?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
I did.
What'd you do?
Psychic.
I have a bad poker face, I think. I was little and I stuck my finger in the top of a drink, like an orange juice. But you know how they have the grabby bit that gets on the straw? I put it in and when I took it out, it must have sort of done that, sort of scratched my finger. And I just was absolutely inconsolable and screaming. And my parents were asked to leave Geelong McDonald's.
Wow. When was this? A couple of years ago?
Yeah. I was 28.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to go to McDonald's anymore.
How good was it pressing all those little...
You're lost, yeah. Ronald.
Love that.
On the lids.
Yeah, you used to press all those. I don't know what they were for.
Great.
Well, you can do it now with the coffee lids if you don't have a keep cup like I do. But anyway, you should...
We've all got stuff going on,
just got to say that so I don't get letters. But you press it down. It's like FW, flat white, cappuccino. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's for?
That's for. So if you get a bunch,
they never use them.
No, that's for you to, if you're doing the coffee run, to pick up.
So
you don't have to go, oh, hang on, who got this one? Have a taste. Is it sugar?
I thought
or no
this
sugar?
Was just going to be any other day for me today.
And you've learned.
You know?
You've learned so much.
Nice. She's, like you said, Bad Poker Face, which I imagine that's a collab album between Gaga and herself with Bad Romance and Poker Face smashed together. Bad Poker Face.
That'd be a mashup waiting to happen.
Yeah, sorry.
Next question. Who here told me they are going to build a tiny house?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
David.
Yes,
Quirk.
You are correct. Yes, that is David Quirk. Yep.
It reeks of Quirk.
It does. It's new. It's
tiny house.
A tiny house.
Why?
Why am I going to do it? Because I guess I own land now.
Oh.
What?
Where?
Is it a tiny amount of land?
It's crazy that a person can own land. You know,
I don't think we really can.
Especially white people.
It's almost made
up. No. My dad passed away. It's not a happy story. But now there's no one living at the house. We're going to have to sell the house. But there's two beautiful blocks either side. Technically, my brothers and sisters own this. And I just thought, I've got to do something. This is like, I sort of went into a post-apocalyptic mindset of like, if it all goes to hell, I'll have a little dwelling, was my idea.
Yeah.
And I'll make it. What? And also, by the way, I've seen documentaries about the tiny house movement. I know it is a stupid, crazy, modern movement. People seem to have, anyone that loses someone seems to build a tiny house. There's a direct connection there. Look that up. I saw a documentary and they're all, people have left them, they're grieving always, and they go, they build it. So some, it was an accident, but I realised, oh, I'm grieving.
It's like the house is so small, it's giving you a hug when you're in it.
That's right. I never thought about it that way.
There you go.
Is it also desirable because you can take it somewhere else in case you don't want to stay there?
I don't know if I'll put it on wheels. That is the true
I've seen
tiny
them
house.
On wheels before.
I think that is the true tiny house. It's on
take it down the skate park, mate.
That is a car.
That's it.
And I should.
Connell's right.
It is a caravan.
But
we're talking about a caravan.
They call them glorified caravans. Yeah, so it's like...
Would you have like a tiny garage and you could park a smart car in there?
Everything's... Park my skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next question. Who here once got their hand stuck in a cappuccino mug?
David.
Yes, David.
It's got to be Fruity.
You are correct, yes.
I did it
it's
again.
It's got to be.
Bad poker face.
How did you get your hand stuck in a mug?
Oh, I was working at a gelato shop and I was doing like 300 scoops a night.
Whoa.
It's a lot.
Did you get RSI?
I got RSI, my wrist and my hand swelled up.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever swap hands? No, because you can't really.
I mean, I'm just not ambidextrous. I wish I could, but then I went to have coffee with my good friend Michelle Brazier and picked up the mug. You know, cappuccino mugs have those tiny little... I wasn't having a cappuccino, I was having a flat white, don't judge me. And then it got stuck and I just cried.
Oh, that's another sad story.
In the handle.
Welcome in the handle, yeah.
Not in the mug. Yeah. In the mug. Like,
my hand was so big.
That's why I was like, how is this happening?
It got stuck in the handle because I just, for some reason, started to pick it up that way. And my finger was so fat, I couldn't get it out.
What do you have to do to remove the finger? Probably.
You have to get the fire brigade.
Just smash the
mug. Got Michelle to spit on it.
Have it lanced off.
Our next question. Who told me they cried during the film A Star Is Born?
Daniel.
Laura.
Yes, Daniel. I heard Daniel first.
Dave Callan.
No, it was Dave Quirk.
Matt.
I probably would, though.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Were
Lady
on a,
Gaga
on a
actually sings a mix of the songs.
Of course, you mentioned Gaga
bad
before.
Bad.
You obviously... You wear cowboy hats.
Oh, you think I was foreshadowing this question?
Oh, no, yeah.
Like a harbinger of
Gaga's
Gaga.
On the mind.
They both live in a tiny house in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm setting myself up. I'm like an open book. Over.
And they have lots of jars of urine. And they sing Bad Poker Face.
Our last question for the game.
Wait a minute. You've got one more round. Before the last question. Just to build up a little bit of tension.
Bit of tension.
Okay, so here we go. Is this a Triple R show? Or award-winning queer cinema, Beat Orgy.
Triple R show.
It's both.
Subscribe
it's
to Triple R on 93881027. Give Gerald and Hickey some love. Okay, our final question for the game. Here we go. It's anyone's game. Who once creeped out a fan of theirs by asking them way too early in the conversation, "Where do you live?"
David.
Yes, Dave. Cal.
Was that David Quirk?
No, that was Laura.
Yeah.
I just lost a point at the end there.
That's all right.
I like that you thought it was Dave there.
Yeah, I thought that's something I might do. Yeah.
But where did all this happen?
I was getting off the train to go home, just on the platform, and I was walking in the same direction. A person came up and just went, "Oh, double denim," and I'm just not very used to people recognise me in general. And I sort of said, "Oh, have you seen the show?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Cool. Where do you live?" And she's just like, "Nope," and just walked in the other direction.
At the end of the game, the scores are Laura on 4 points. Yeah, Dave Quirk on 4 points. Daniel Connell on 6 points, but our winner on 7 points is David Callan.
Oh, well done. Hey.
Well done, Dave.
I've never won this show before.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you very much.
Because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote, anything you want.
I would like to promote the show Astral Glamour, 2 p.m. Mondays. What is it about?
2 p.m. Monday, it's just a bunch of like either 60s and 70s, hard to come by kind of songs that you would actually like it. Very good.
Right into it. I'd like to promote that, please. I'm also doing a show with all the ninja training I've done at the Adelaide Fringe, 14th of February.
Excellent.
Valentine's Day is very romantic.
What's it called?
It's called A Little More Action.
Have a look out for that, because you've been planning this one for quite some time.
4.5 years.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Hey, Dan, where can people see or find you?
Just head to my website, probably the best thing, danielconnell.com.au. Instagram, Daniel Connell Comedy.
Yep.
I've got a new show coming up called Piece of Piss. Come and check it out in 2019.
Are they in jars? Ha, ha, ha.
And your podcast?
Taking It Easy.
Yes.
Is on iTunes and my website.
Yep.
Cheers.
David Quirk.
Follow Deadbeat. On Instagram. Deadbeat is spelled D-E-D and beat like beetroot. Haven't posted for a while. might not post again. But I'm trying to write something that's unrelated. It'll come up. You'll see it next year.
Excellent.
I reckon. Yeah.
Laura, where can people see or hear of you?
Well, Michelle and I are doing a tour of Double Denim, starting Perth, Adelaide, then Melbourne, all the classic festival spots. And then we've got at Double Denim Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm an at LaFru on Instagram. I don't do Twitter either, Dave.
Awesome. Hey, if you're listening to this the week it comes out and you're in Melbourne, there are about 10 tickets left for the Christmas show at the Catfish. And all the money raised goes to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. So this is Saturday the 15th, 3 p.m. at the Catfish. The lineup is Adam Richard, Anne Edmonds, Ben Russell, Greg Larson, and a few little surprise guests popping in as well. So it's going to be lots of fun. So go to joshearl.com.au for tickets. Thanks for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Until next time, bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.